listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Mod Beat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Happy New Year! Are you guys ready to start an outstanding year? I know I am, and I want to help you achieve just that. So, I'm offering you this hour of Vibrations from the Grooves to get into 2019 with quality and substance, and a whole lot of great music.
I saw some friends of mine. The party was getting underway and the juice was really flying. I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got high. Out no more, but every time I try to leave, the girls would dance some more, and I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got high.
Yeah.
It made me feel so happy while it was going down. I took a sip on every trip, the shoppers came around, and I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got high. Whoa, whoa. Turned out last night, but all my friends keep telling me that I was out of sight. 'Cause I got loaded. I got loaded. Oh, I got loaded. Ooh, I sure got high.
Thrill me so completely through and through. Since you came into my life, I've had complete peace of mind. I've said all of my problems and my fears, they're left behind. Nothing I wanna do unless it with you, baby.
Oh, baby.
I do believe you.
Oh, no,
no, no one ever kissed me.
Oh, baby.
So to say, baby.
Oh, baby.
No one ever told me. You've done to make my life so complete. Those unforgettable moments only you can give to me. And I don't want to walk unless I walk with you. I'm not going to talk unless I talk with you. There's nothing I want to do unless I do it.
I'm gonna have trouble over the weekend. Trouble out of your old flame. She gives me any trouble over the weekend. She's gonna get the same. From Friday until the Monday, stay away from you know who. They say she knows she thinks she's still on you. Think I'm gonna
if you listen to Addicted to the Needle, the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer with Parka Pat and Ben Schulman, then you may have heard that record I played at the top there. Ben played that for Patrick, and after playing it, he said, I've already got that one. So guess what I did? I got right onto Facebook, wrote to Ben and said, since Pat already has the record, why don't I buy it from you? So thank you very much, Mr. Schulman, for that disc. It was Johnny Flamingo, I Got Loaded. The name of the label is Caddy. And do me a favor, go to eBay to the company sleeve, which is Ben's handle on eBay. Ben's got a ton of really amazing records up there right now until Wednesday, the auction's on. So if you're listening to this on Saturday or Sunday or Monday, auction's going till Wednesday. And he's got some stellar stuff there. So please go check it out and bid. When I was in New York, I got a record by Don Gardner. It was a promo with a track called Let's Party on both sides. It's on the TNT label. Over the holidays, I came across The Issue, and that track, There's Nothing I Want to Do, was on the flip side. Had a listen, great track. Don Gardner just passed away in 2018. So it's a little homage to him and an opportunity to play a song I hadn't heard before. Finished that set off with Betty Everett, Trouble Over the Weekend. It's the flip side of The Shoe Won't Fit on VJ. Actually, Shoe Won't Fit's the flip side of Trouble Over the Weekend, but that's neither here nor there.
in the other day, just to get a little advice. He said, no, my son, I can't tell you nothing, because your love just came out. You got too much pride. You got too much pride. Oh, too much pride is gonna get you. Yes, it will. Yeah. But wait a minute. See, your woman came home about 3 o'clock this morning, and you didn't even ask her where she been.
Block started off with the original version of Twist and Shout. Twist and Shout was written by Phil Medley and Burt Burns, Burt Russell, whatever you want to call him. Prolific and extremely important writer, producer, artist. In 1961, about a year after Phil Spector became staff producer at Atlantic Records, he was asked to produce the single by a band called The Top Notes. And this was before Phil Spector had perfected his wall of sound technique. But it was arranged by Teddy Randazzo and had musicians such as King Curtis and backing vocals by The Cookies. Now, that in itself is pretty huge. Written by Phil Medley and Burt Burns, produced by Phil Spector, King Curtis, The Cookies, and The Top Notes themselves were Howie Guyton, who is also a cousin of Dave Baby Cortez, and Derek Ray, who goes on to change his name to Derek Martin, who any soulie will know as the guy who did Soul Power and Breakaway. Huge Northern anthem, and he became very important in that scene. But by the end of that recording, Burt Burns felt that Phil Spector had ruined the song, and then he went out to show Spector how it should be done. So he goes to the Isley Brothers. A year later, Burt Burns produces Twist and Shout, done by the Isley Brothers, to demonstrate to Phil Spector how he intended the record to sound. It came out on Wand and reached a top 20 position in the Billboard Hot 100. But interestingly, King Curtis also played on this version, as well as Trade Martin on guitar. Now, fast forward a year. 1 year, the Beatles, who are putting out albums of covers all over the place, do a cover of Twist and Shout, all on their own, with George Martin as producer, but they recorded it at the end of a 13-hour day. John Lennon had a cold, he had been drinking milk, and in one take, they did this rip-roaring, vocal cord-ripping version of Twist and Shout that, of course, became a huge hit for the Beatles, the only cover that they ever did that charted. But the Isley Brothers at this point are really mad about all of this, and they end up reworking the words and the track and then put out Twist and Surf. So there's so much going on here. It's ridiculous and awesome. And now I own all three versions. That one, Twist and Shout by the Top Notes on Atlantic, 1961, is the first. I followed that with Little Charles' Too Much Pride on the Gemini label, and then Little Willie John's sister Mabel John on Stax with a track called It's Catching.
We'll be right back.
Do you own The Kids Are All Right on Brunswick? Have you ever flipped it over? There's a track there called The Ox, and it's like a face peeler. It is punk before punk was punk. That is the most insane instrumental I've ever heard. Keith Moon going absolutely nuts for the entire 3.5 minutes. Like, it's pretty long, too. Pete Townsend on piano. Nuts. And the guitar, specially strung guitar / bass, played by John Entwistle, also known as The Ox. He was called The Ox because he played such a powerful bass, but stood there like a statue. It was just the solid, strong powerhouse of a musician who just stood there. While Mooney's flailing all over the place, Pete is swinging his arms up and smashing guitars and drums, and John's just standing there. And each one of those parts sits on top of the other part individually, and yet they go together in a way that sounds like chaos, but it's not. It's bloody genius. Followed that with The Birds, B-I-R-D-S. That was Ron Wood's band. He's been with the Rolling Stones for like 75 years now, but before that, he was The Birds. He wrote most of their tracks. That was a cover of Leaving Here, which is Holland Dozier Holland. The flip side I will play next week was written by Ron Wood. That's him singing, and he will come up later in the show as well. Finally, a Decca Mod classic. There you go, Paul and Barry Ryan.
Morning and say say come on over if you can. Before I hang up the telephone, she's sitting beside me with a cup of coffee in her hand. My love grows stronger every day. Judy Margaret, sugar darling, you my baby, I love you in every way. Oh, oh, I love you sugar darling, my love grows stronger every day.
To 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Started off there with a cover of Maurice Williams' Stay by the Virginia Wolves on the Amy label. After that, Sam Cooke, Sugar Dumplin' on RCA Victor. And then I flipped over the Fifth Dimension, Train Keep On Movin' on Liberty, with a gorgeous track called I'll Be Lovin' You Forever.
But I'm slow down, baby. I don't dress that way too. much. And a good part about it all, I still have that loving touch. They used to call me Mr. Money, because I spent it so free. They used to call me Good Kissing, cause all the girls like to kiss on me. But I'm slow down, baby, I don't spend money like that. And the good part about it all, I still have that loving touch.
Everybody, ooh, no matter how you treat,
somebody's fool.
Last week I told you that I had picked up a couple of Lyle Folsom records on Kent, so I started that set off with the second record I found called Love and Touch from 1969. After that, Leon Haywood, Just Your Fool. That's on 20th Century. I have it on a white promo label, and I'm pretty sure that's an alternate take because it doesn't sound like the version that I'm familiar with. Finished everything off with Syl Johnson, Take Me to the River, which is an Al Green track, which he released around the same time on LP. Both of them were on the High label and were definitely working together. So Al Green pretty much gave the song to Syl Johnson. It was covered by the Talking Heads to great success during their Stop Making Sense tour. So that was The Faces with a track called Real Good Time on Warner Brothers. Now The Faces are the Small Faces, that's Ian McLagan, Ronnie Lane, and Kenny Jones. But Steve Marriott, the lead singer, left the group to form Humble Pie. And the remaining Faces were joined by Ronnie Wood. Remember I said I would be mentioning him later on? Well, Ron Wood from The Byrds, who then went to the Jeff Beck Group, where Rod Stewart was singing with the Jeff Beck Group. The two of them joined the Small Faces and became The Faces. But that track was from 1970, before they launched into their pretty epic, alcohol-fueled few years of insanity that was broken up by Rod Stewart having a huge hit with Maggie May and doing solo stuff on his own that made him very popular and broke up the band, probably for the best. The thing is, you could consider this a supergroup in the way that the Yardbirds are a supergroup. This is the Small Faces with Ron Wood, who would go on to join the Rolling Stones, like I said, and with the Rod Stewart, Rod the Mod, as he was known in the 60s. But Rod Stewart had already been in Jimmy Powell and the Five Dimensions, Shotgun Express, Jeff Beck Group, like I just mentioned. and another supergroup, Steam Packet, which is Brian Auger, Julie Driscoll, Lon John Baldry, and Rod Stewart. And this is all before Maggie May. His first solo single is called Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, and it's a holy grail for me. Anyway, it's incredibly, incredibly expensive record and hard to find.
Just see me. Can't you just
And there we have the Sisters Franklin. Aretha Franklin, of course, we lost very recently in 2018. I started that set off with her track, Can't You Just See Me, on Columbia. And then the oldest Franklin, Irma Franklin, Change My Thoughts From You, on Brunswick. And finally, the youngest Franklin, Carolyn Franklin, Ain't That Groovy, on RCA Victor. They're all the daughters of Reverend C.L. Franklin, who is a Baptist minister, and they all sang in the choir, got their voices that way, and such beautiful voices they all have. They've all passed, and all will be missed. Thanks for sticking with me. Follow me on Instagram, ModMarty, one word. I put up pictures of the records that I've been playing, so you can see the labels. And I'll be back again next week with a whole bunch more great music. I'm going to leave you with a lounge mod jazz track called Hotspot by Bob Moore on the Monument label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do